Well, hello and welcome to the Successful Woman Radio Show. This is your host and success coach, Trina Newby. Well, happy holidays to everyone. Of course, we are still celebrating our July 4th weekend, and I hope that you have had some time to have some rest and relaxation. I certainly have been enjoying the weekend. Of course, I've had family over and friends, and today I plan to try to get some pool time in by going down and relaxing by the pool, and I've blocked that time off on my schedule. As you know, I believe that if you don't block it, it won't happen. And so, of course, I want to encourage everyone, if you're are still getting into the gist of working today, that you still take some time off for yourself. And, you know, this is a holiday that we can celebrate. We live in one of the greatest countries that there is, the United States of America, and, of course, we want to be appreciative of that. But in addition to celebrating Independence Day with the United States, we also want to celebrate independence as being women who have come a long way in this 21st century. We want to celebrate the fact that we as women have the ability now to create more than ever the amount of success that we want. And nothing is really holding us back with the exception of ourselves. And so this show, of course, is always about making it happen for yourself. As always, we are broadcasting to you from Atlanta, GA, a successful city here in the South. And, of course, this is Monday, July 5th, and as always, we want to bring you inspiration, motivation, and ways to make your business, your dreams, and your ideas a success. It's still not too late to get on your text messaging and make sure that you let people know about the Successful Woman Radio Show. Tell them to dial in live at 347-637-2589. Again, that's 347-637-2589. And for you all who have just tuned in, you're listening to no other than me, Trina Newby, your success coach and Successful Woman Radio. We've got some great stuff lined up for you. First of all, definitely want to let you know what's happening with Women About Biz, and we definitely want to let you know about all of the awesome things that are getting ready to take place during the month of July. And, of course, we do have a featured book chosen for our book club, which begins on Thursday, July 22nd, so we want to tell you about that, as well as our theme this month. Our theme for this month has all to do with claiming your wealth. That is what our theme is about. And, of course, we'll wrap it up with inspiration for the week. So if you are by your text, if you have your cell phone in hand or if you're in front of the computer, it's never too late to bless someone and let them know to tune in to Successful Woman Radio. Again, that number is 347-637-2589. Now, on Successful Woman Radio, we have talked about a lot of stuff. We have talked about technology in June and what you need to do to get caught up with your business and technology. We have talked about goal setting. We've talked about vision. We have talked about so many things. This month in July, of course, we're going to be talking about claiming your wealth. And the big question is, do you believe that you desire to be wealthy? Do you believe it? Do you believe that you have the ability to create wealth in your life? And we're going to dig deep this month, and we're going to have some open phone conversations as well about claiming your wealth. Because there are so many women in this 21st century who are still allowing fear to hold them back, and of course, we don't want to let that happen. Before we get started on that hot topic, you still got time to text some friends and associates and tell them to get on Successful Woman Radio. We want to go ahead and start with just a few announcements with Women About Biz. Many of you may have received the notice that Women About Biz has taken our website down just for a couple of days. We had to do it. We are getting ready to implement just some awesome things on the website. Some of the things that we're getting ready to implement include a whole new career section for women who are in the career of their choice or trying to climb that corporate ladder, reach that glass ceiling and crash it. We are going to have a great career section for you. You'll also be able to update your and upload your resume as well. So we're excited about that, as well as job announcements on the Women About Biz website. So this couldn't be a better time. We're beginning to expand as we look forward to moving international. We're very excited about that. Another big excitement that we have going on with Women About Biz, and this has been buzzing in the underground now for the last few weeks, is that we have a new program coming out, Empower for Women. Empower for Women is going to be an incredible new funding program all through Women About Biz, and it is going to allow women to be able to fund their businesses, and it is going to allow women to be able to increase their income greatly in a short period of time all through this new funding program. So we're excited about that. So we're loading up information about the Empower program and all of the information that you'll be able to have to get involved with that. So this is all coming up soon, and we want to say that the website will be back up in full force on this Wednesday, the 7th. It'll be back up in full force on this Wednesday, the 7th. Now, if you're on the call and you want to get the 411 and the scoop on Empower for Women, and you want to learn how you can empower other women with this new funding program with Women About Biz, then you need to go ahead and email me. I'm the only person that has the information at this time. You need to go ahead and email me at tnewby@womenaboutbiz.com. That's T as in Trina, T Newby, N-E-W-B-Y, at womenaboutbiz.com. Just let me know that you'd like me to send you some information on Empower for Women, and I'll take care of that. And you will be one of the privy ones who are in the underground who know about this incredible new funding program, and that way you can get in on top of it as we begin to roll out the debut of this great program. Also, we're going to continue to bring different things to you in an education mode. We're going to have our Lunch and Learns on every other Wednesday, so we are going to bring that to you. We're very excited about that. And we have a new featured book for our book club that is going to begin on the 22nd for the month of July. And the book that we are going to be featuring is When You Can Walk on Water, Why Take the Boat by Lisa Diane. We're very excited. This book is chocked full of golden nuggets. Do you still have a dream? The book says, dreams are the substance life is made of, and achieving them is a process that anyone can learn regardless of age, experience, IQ, education, or financial standing. You can have dreams grander than you ever have had and see them come true right before your very eyes. And so this book is all about showing you how to put the past behind you and start experiencing life to its fullest. Of course, there is nothing that you cannot accomplish if you know the secrets to making it happen for yourself. So we're going to talk about this book in detail. It's a short book. It is only, I believe, about 75 pages at length. It's a quick read, but boy, is it a good read. And so When You Can Walk on Water, Why Take the Boat? And, of course, you will be able, on as of Wednesday, to register for this at womenaboutbiz.com. And I want you to encourage, if you have teams or if you have associates, I want you to get your team involved with this. I want you to get your team involved with this book club. Reading is one of the number one things to claim your wealth. And we as women need to make sure that we are properly reading. We need to make sure that we're reading at least 4 books. And I'm serious. We need to be sure that we're reading at least 4 books per quarter. And that's very, very important. And, of course, no better way to get started with your reading, which will always lead you to more knowledge and wealth, by joining the Women About Biz book club. So you want to make sure that you are definitely doing that. We also have a question of the week for you today, and I want to go ahead and delve right into that question of the week. Deborah Anderson from Millington, Tennessee, if you are on the line, thank you so much for sending in your question. And it says, Dear Coach Trina, I've started my journal and just completed my vision and want to know what I should do next. I'm truly excited. It has given me a renewed sense of accomplishment, and I wake up with it on my mind every morning. Deborah, bravo. This is exactly the kind of thing I like to hear, that you have completed your vision and that you want to know what to do next, and I'm going to tell you. I would say that your next step should be defining clear goals, including your financial ones, to support your vision. You see, oftentimes people think that, okay, I have a vision, and therefore I'm all set, but that's just the very beginning. You're just declaring what you would like to experience at some given time. But now you have to put your goals with it. These are the things that are going to serve as your support tools to make that vision happen. Okay, so that's the first thing that you need to do next. You're going to have to schedule some more quiet time, sit down with your journal, and determine how your business can financially support your vision as well. Now, once you have identified your goals, okay, you've actually written those goals down, you'll then need to create milestones, which are deadlines for accomplishing the goals. And then, of course, after you've listed the milestones, that's in your planner, these are the deadlines for when these goals should be accomplished. Then you want to go back and list associated tasks that you will need to accomplish to complete your goals, and then you need to be able to follow through with them. So time management, ladies and gentlemen, are always associated with vision. Time management is always associated with vision. You know, it was just the other day that I was sharing with a group of women in a private phone conference that, you know, in order to accomplish your vision in life, there's something that you need to understand. And I want to quickly explain this to you. And I've mentioned it before on the show. Most people live their life on the surface. That simply means that we wake up, we get ready for the day. We may either get ready to go to work and get on the highway and get in the traffic, or we go ahead and we start processing things through the course of the day, and we get through the day and we do the same thing that night, get ready for bed, wake up, and do the same thing over and over. Because life has a tendency to have a rolling effect, and that we just continue to roll on the surface with making things work and keeping ourselves moving throughout the day. But it is that surface life that we really want to dig deeper on. You see, it's when you begin to dig deeper in beneath your life and you look at, am I accomplishing things? What is it that I really want? How am I going to accomplish these goals? That stuff is not on the surface. That stuff is beyond the surface. It's deep. Okay, it's in a deeper level of your life. And oftentimes, most people don't dig deep. Okay, most of the time, people stay on the surface and they glide on the surface and they just never go beyond the surface. And so as a result, you know, people become 35, 45, 55, 65 years old, realizing that there's so much in life that they should have accomplished, that they could have accomplished, and depending on what age level you're at, you're feeling a lot of remorse, and you can. So I want to encourage everyone on the call today that you cannot ride your life on the surface. Every day, every single day of your life, you have to dig beneath the surface to the real you in order to make your dreams, your goals, your visions come to pass. And in order to make that happen, it means that you have to be working on yourself every day. That means personal development. You know, I have mentioned this before, and I'll probably mention it all the time throughout the span, the lifespan of this show, and that is, it does not cost you money to be wealthy. Okay? It doesn't cost you money to be wealthy, but it does cost time and it does cost knowledge. And you have to always have that as a priority in your life. So I definitely, Deborah, I want to say bravo to you for working on your vision, and I'm glad that it has given you a renewed feeling. I'm glad that you can wake up in the mornings and be excited about your vision. And if you're not waking up in the morning excited, if you're not waking up in the morning saying, wow, I have so many things that I can be accomplishing in my life and I know where I'm headed, if you're not waking up like that, you need to be. You need to be. And so I want you right now, to hold your hand in the air, just one of your arms. Just hold your arms up and expand your hands like you're getting ready to, someone's getting ready to hand you something. And I want you to realize when you're holding your hand up in the air that your wealth and your success is just as easy as you holding your hand up and closing your hand and say, I receive. You need to say this. I receive all the joy, all of the abundance, and all of the success that my life can hold, which is infinite. I receive all of the joy, the abundance, and the success that my life can hold, which is infinite. Close your hand and receive it. And know from this day forward, you're going to make things happen for yourself. And as long as you stay connected to me, Trina Newby, I'm going to always be encouraging you to do the best that you can do in your life. There is just so much joy and abundance out there, and we just need to kick fear to the curb. We just need to tell all of those naysayers who are trying to plant negative seeds in our lives, we just need to tell those people, stop, hush, move on, because there is no place in my space for you. And that's what we need to do. We're going to be talking about now claiming your wealth, and we're going to be talking about this throughout July. And for those of you who are callers and who are online at this time, I'm going to try and save some minutes in the call because I do want this to be a discussion today about wealth. I want everyone that is on the call to understand something that is very, very important, and that is that when it comes to wealth, it is yours. You see, but the problem is that not many of us understand the secrets to achieving wealth, and therefore we are not wealthy. And today I just simply want to talk about mindset. I want to talk about mindset because that's where wealth begins. It begins in the mind. And based on your life experiences, based on the things that you have gone through in the past as a child, as a teenager, as a young adult, or in your full adult life, it all is contributing to how you process things about wealth. And I'm here to tell you right now, as I said before, if we want to claim our wealth, we can no longer live our lives on the surface. We have to dig beneath the life surface, and we have to start giving ourselves time. So we're going to talk about mindset and the type of mind you should have when you are trying to claim your wealth. That's what we're going to talk about. Now, for those of you who are ready to be open to on today's call, I want you to share with me today, right now, I want you to share with me one thing that you feel is holding you back from claiming your wealth, okay? Just one thing, one simple thing that you feel is holding you back from claiming your wealth. All you need to do is press 1 on your phone keypad, and then that will unmute your call, and we can have some dialogue on the show today. Just press the number 1 on your keypad, the one thing that you think is holding you back from your wealth. Okay? If you can, just go ahead and press 1 now. And for those of you who have just tuned in, you are listening to me, Trina Newby, your success coach, and this is the Successful Woman Radio Show. And our theme topic for this month in July, which is July 5th, the first Wednesday of this month, is claiming your wealth. That's right. You're going to claim your wealth this month, and we're going to tell you how to do it. So if you're on the call and you would like to share with us one thing that is holding you back from claiming your wealth, press 1 on your phone keypad, and we will be able to entertain your call. Here's another thing that you can share with us today. Share with us today what you're frustrated about. What is it that you want out of life that you feel you are not achieving? What is it that you want out of life that you feel that you are not achieving? You see, here's the thing. Until we are able as women to start sharing with one another, until we're able to start just literally putting fear aside and just really getting it on the table about what it is that we want in life, it's going to stay right where it is in our minds. We have got to start sharing with one another. We have got to start sharing resources. We've got to start being open and honest. It's the first thing that you need to do in order to embrace your wealth and to start claiming it. One of the things that I have learned is that wealthy women are willing and ready to share. They are willing and ready to admit their mistakes, willing and ready to admit their fears, but also willing and ready to share the positive things in life, to share resources, to share how they have done it. But here's the thing. It all starts with the decision, okay? So here's my question. Do you believe you deserve wealth? Do you believe you deserve wealth? And if so, when are you going to start claiming it? Please press 1 on your keypad, on your phone keypad or your touch-tone phone, just the number 1, and you will be able to make your comment or ask a question. So what we're going to do now is we're going to move forward with telling you some things that you need to do to prepare your mindset to claim your wealth. Some things you need to do to prepare your mindset to claim your wealth. The first thing that you need to really examine is to ask yourself the question, do I believe that I deserve wealth? Do I believe that I deserve wealth? You see, what I have discovered for my own self is that I didn't always believe that I deserved wealth. I think that a lot of my life experiences really got in the way, and as a result, I said that I wanted to be wealthy. I said that I wanted to be financially successful, but I actually was sabotaging myself because every time I decided on a particular project that I wanted to have, guess what was happening? I was sabotaging myself by procrastinating and not acting on that project. And as a result, many times I would be so excited about the project, and within a few short days, the excitement would leave me. And guess why? Because I didn't put it into action. I did not put it into action. And I had to really, really investigate and really sit myself down and brainstorm and talk with my own self. Why aren't you able to accomplish projects? What is going on with you that you can't make things happen for yourself? Because, again, I thought something was going on with me mentally, okay? That's one of the things I'm sharing in my book about goal setting, too, is what happened with me and procrastination and how I got rid of it. But I want you to understand that you have to start with looking at what your belief system is all about. Okay? So ask yourself the question, do I believe I deserve wealth? Because if you don't believe you don't deserve wealth, guess what? You are not going to accomplish your goals. You're not going to be making things happen for yourself. Now, here's a test to know if you believe you deserve wealth. This is a simple test. If you say, yes, I believe I deserve wealth, then do you have results? Have you taken whatever it is that you wanted to do in life? Have you taken that and followed all the way through with it and had results? Have you put those things into your time management planner, and have you made those things happen for yourself? If you have not, you've got to go back to your belief system, and you've got to answer that question truthfully. Do you believe you deserve wealth? I mean, you know, someone could ask you the question, do you love yourself? And you could say yes and walk right out and do something that's harmful to your health. Okay, it's just that simple. So as human beings, we want to always answer and say the right thing and answer the question in the way that somebody is asking it in a positive manner. But sometimes you just have to be truthful with yourself, and you have to ask yourself, do I believe that I deserve wealth? If so, is my life reflecting of that? Is my life reflecting of that? Because if it's not, if you say you believe you deserve wealth, but you have not put the things into action that can help you achieve wealth, then guess what? You are lying to yourself. And, of course, this is keeping it real today, because the only way I'm going to get you guys to be able to claim your wealth is to keep it real with you and to shoot straight from the hip with speaking real words of wisdom. I tell people all of the time, you know, I say, listen, one of the things that I have learned is that I teach people from my failures. That's probably why I'm so good at being a success coach, because I can teach people from my failures. And we all have to be willing to admit that there are things that we are not doing that could be helping us achieve our wealth. Okay? So number one, do I believe I deserve wealth? Number two, the next question that we all should be asking ourselves as it relates to claiming your wealth is, am I standing in my own way? Am I standing in my own way? You see, what I have learned is that we can blame so many things on other people, places, and things, but when it all comes down to it, we're the ones that's really left standing, okay? So you have to ask yourself the question, am I standing in the way of my wealth, okay? Am I standing in the way of my wealth? The third question I want to give you, which is something that you really should ask yourself every day, is what am I doing today to contribute to my wealth? What am I doing today that is contributing to my wealth? Those are the three questions that you need to ask yourself, because today we're talking about mindset and the type of mind that you should have. I want to give you the attributes of a successful woman, but before I do, I want to welcome all of those people who are dialing in to the show today. This is Trina Newby, and you've tuned in to the Successful Woman Radio Show, and our theme for July is Claiming Your Wealth. Claiming Your Wealth. That's right. Ladies and gentlemen, if there are men listening as well, we want you to claim your wealth this month in July. This is the halfway point until the holiday season, and there is plenty of time for you to be out there claiming your wealth and making things happen for yourself, okay? And so for today, we're going to be talking about mindset, okay, and claiming your wealth. So what is it that's holding us back? There are some attributes that successful women have. Okay, I think the first thing that successful women do is that they set time aside for personal development. They set some time aside for personal development. Personal development has to do with all of those things and those skills that's going to help you to be extremely successful. That can be time management, goal setting. It could be a particular skill to help you in your business industry, decision-making skills. All of those are things that are wrapped up into personal development. And I know that successful businesswomen set time in their time management planner. Now, here's something that I did for myself, and I'd like to challenge you to do it. I have just increased my personal development time for myself on a daily basis to 2 hours. 2 hours. I've increased. I do 30 minutes of prayer and meditation, okay? I do 30 minutes of going over my calendar and looking and making sure that what it is I am involved in is contributing to my vision, is contributing to my goals. And then, of course, I take about 30 to 45 minutes of reading, okay, reading a book of my choice, something that's going to motivate and encourage me and also give me ideas to move my vision forward. And then that last 15 minutes is kind of like a recap. I try to reflect and meditate by saying my affirmations. Yes, I say affirmations every day. Here's the affirmation that I am saying this month. I am a princess. My father is the king, and he owns all of this. And, of course, I'm speaking of God. He is the king, and I am his princess, and everything in his domain I own also. There is nothing that I can't have. All I need to do is to claim it, is to claim it. And so, again, that's what I've been saying. I said it today, and I'll be saying it all this month, and it'll be embedded in my mindset because I believe that I deserve wealth. Do you? Do you believe that you deserve wealth? We're talking about claiming your wealth here on Successful Woman Radio, and I'd like to hear some comments. The lines are open. If you'd like to press the number 1 on your phone keypad or your touch-tone phone, all you have to do is press that 1, and we can open up the call to you and entertain your questions and or listen to your comments. So press 1 now on your keypad if you have any questions. So again, I want to repeat the 3 things that you need to do to start the ball rolling in the right direction with claiming your wealth. Number 1 is you have to ask yourself a set of questions. Questioning is very, very important. Do you believe you deserve wealth? That was the first question. Personalize it. Say, do I believe I deserve wealth? Don't give the right answer. I'm sorry, don't give the answer that sounds right. Give the right answer. Number 2, am I standing in the way of my wealth? Okay, that simply means, have you self-sabotaged yourself? Are you procrastinating? Are you not doing the things you're supposed to be doing? Or are you doing the things you're supposed to be doing? Okay, number 3, what am I doing today that is contributing to my wealth? What am I doing today that is contributing to my wealth? Okay, those are the 3 questions you need to be asking yourself. Now, we have a lot of callers on the line today, but what I want you to do is press 1 on the phone keypad. Tell me one thing. What is your vision within this next 3 months? If you know what your vision is, press 1 on the keypad, phone keypad, and you will win a copy of the book, When You Can Walk on Water, Why Take the Boat, by Lisa Diane. Press 1 on your phone keypad today, and if you're the first caller to press 1 and open up the conversation, the discussion today on claiming your wealth, you'll win the book, When You Can Walk on Water, Why Take the Boat. Okay, we have a caller who's on 8147. Caller, are you on the line?
Yes, I am. I am so excited. I was late coming in.
Well, welcome, welcome. What is your name and what city are you calling from?
Right. My name is Jerry Sue, and I'm from Jackson, Mississippi.
Okay, Jerry, spell your last name for us.
My last name is Williams, W-I-L-L-I-A-M-S.
Okay, wonderful. And we've got your phone number. So what we're going to do is my producer will call you and get your name and address. And you've just won your personal copy of When You Can Walk on Water, Why Take the Boat. Now tell us a little bit, what is your vision? What do you see yourself doing for this next 3 months to go contribute towards claiming your wealth?
My vision, I am a sole proprietor of a business, and my goal is to refurbish a home that I have for rent and rent it out so I can have residual income within the next 3 months to help me catapult my business to a different level.
Oh, wonderful, wonderful, wonderful. That's a great vision because you want to experience receiving that residual income from that property, correct? So what you know you need to do then is once you have written that down, you know you need to set your goals and set some deadlines for those goals, right, to accomplish that. And then you know you need to list out all of the tasks of getting those goals accomplished, and that will happen. So that time management thing is going to be a huge thing to make that happen. We want to congratulate you. Did you have any other questions for us today on the show?
No, I did want you to repeat your 3 questions, but you did prior to me calling, and thank you. Thank you so much.
Okay, wonderful, wonderful. Well, we look forward to you continuing with listening on the show, okay?
Okay.
Take care. Wonderful, wonderful. So we've had our first winner of the book, When You Can Walk on Water, Why Take the Boat. Very, very good. And we will be calling you to get your mailing information so that we can make sure that you have your very own personal copy. We're talking about claiming your wealth. We talk about claiming your wealth. Let's talk about some other mindsets, some other attributes of successful women. Successful women not only set time aside for personal development, but they also are avid readers. Successful women are avid readers. Here's one of the things that you need to know. One of the biggest things that can make you wealthy is knowledge, because all money is knowledge plus the right information, which is knowledge, okay, put into action is always going to yield money, okay? knowledge plus action is always going to yield money. Okay, and that's something that we have to understand. And so reading is going to help you build your knowledge. It's not only going to help you to build your knowledge, but it's going to knock down some barriers of things that make you feel like you can't do certain things. It's going to knock those barriers down. So you definitely need to be reading, and I'm not talking about romance novels. You need to be reading exciting nonfiction books that are going to take you some places, okay? Books like The When You Can Walk on Water, Why I Take the Boat, that are going to talk about secrets to achieving success. Because many of the times, people who are successful, their next stage is that they want to write books and share this information with other people. And so we can get years, decades of knowledge all wrapped up into a book, and we don't have to necessarily go down the same road. Another thing that successful women do is that they not only write their vision, but they know how much money is going to be required to accomplish that vision. They know how much money is needed to be acquired to take that business to the next level or to take their vision to the next level. And so that means that you definitely have to be financially savvy. You have to be financially savvy. And so I want to encourage you that when you have a vision, it's just not about dreaming. Here's the difference between a vision and a dream, okay? A dream is something that you can see similar to a vision, except for it makes you feel so good that you just dream about it all the time. It's a desire that you have, but you never really put it into action. A vision is something that you not only see, but you're getting ready to manifest it. You're getting ready to take a thought, a deep-rooted desire that you want to experience. You're getting ready to take that, and you're getting ready to manifest that into something that you can actually see not only in the spiritual realm, in your mind, but you're getting ready to take it to where you can see it and everybody else can see it because it's your vision. You want to experience that. And that's the difference. So you don't want to be a dreamer that you're always dreaming, okay? Dreams are excellent. They're the beginning points. So while dreaming is necessary, that dream has to become a vision, and that vision needs to be brought into reality. And God expects that of us. God expects us to live abundant lives, and he does expect us to have dreams and to manifest those dreams. Many of the times, of course, it is us that have a tendency, okay? We have a tendency not to take our dreams and take them further, okay? So successful women know how much money is going to be required. For example, if you want to experience yourself in a new six-bedroom home with four bathrooms, a pool in the back with a slide and a jacuzzi and you know, one of those beautiful barbecue pits with the stone tiles, and it has a refrigerator, the gas range, and you can just see your family and your friends and join themselves, and you're being a great entertainer to those individuals, and you're just so happy because you have a home that is a resting place for you where you can have solace and peace and just truly enjoy it. Can't everybody see that? Okay, well, guess what? That is going to cost some money. That is going to cost some money. So two things have to happen. You've got to figure out the right support tool that is going to bring about money in order to get that home. That's what you have to have. And so that is why when you have your vision, it doesn't stop there. The next stage is creating goals that are going to be support tools. One of the goals could be, if you're not already in business, one of the goals could be starting a business. If you're already in business, your goal should be to get your business up to par so that it can support your vision financially. Okay? For those of you who have just tuned in, you're listening to me, Trina Newby, you're a success coach, and you are on the Successful Woman Radio Show. There's still time for you to press 1 on your phone keypad and to win your copy of When You Can Walk on Water, Why Take the Boat? Tell us what your vision is and what you're going to do to make it happen for yourself, let's say in this next 3 months. Just press 1 on your phone keypad. Get a copy of the book, When You Can Walk on Water, Why Take the Boat. Just press 1 on your phone. That's all it requires. Okay? Remember, as women, we must be willing to share, and we must be willing to claim our wealth. Okay? So what I want to encourage everyone to do right now is that if you're ready to claim your wealth today, you may have things going on in your life that you don't like. You may have fears that you want to cast aside. You may have people, places, or things, naysayers, things in your life that are going on. But you're going to claim your wealth this month. You're going to listen to Successful Woman Radio Show, gain some encouragement. You're going to stay connected to things that are positive so that you can move forward with claiming your wealth. All I need you to do is press 1 on your phone keypad and say, I'm claiming my wealth today. That's what you need to do. 1 on your phone keypad, I'm claiming my wealth today. That's very, very important. And, of course, we have another caller that has just pressed 1. Caller whose last number is 1582. Are you on the line?
Yes, hello?
Yes, welcome to the call. Your name and what city you're calling from.
Hi, Trina. My name is Angela Scott.
Hi, Angela.
Hi, how are you?
I'm fine. And where are you from, Angela?
From New Jersey.
Oh, wonderful, wonderful. And Angela, tell us, are you ready to claim your wealth today?
I am ready. I am ready. And I was listening to a conference call the other night about how you cannot attain wealth until you have your house in order and
mm-hmm.
your relationships in order and your mentality has to be in order. You have to be, you have to have an orderly environment in order to attain wealth. So that's what my goal is, to get organized and have everything in order so that it won't be so chaotic and it'll be easier to attain my wealth. So that's my goal, first and foremost, too.
Wonderful.
Even something as having my, dwelling in order.
And again, it could be the simplest of things that you need to put in order to start claiming your wealth. No matter how tiny it is, you have the power to make it happen.
Yes.
And that's what
my goal is to do, to execute that for the next 3 months.
Okay, wonderful. So how that's going to start with you not only setting deadlines for certain things that need to be nipped in the bud and certain things that need to be happen, but you also need to associate the tasks to accomplish them, okay?
Yes,
if you don't have a time management planner, Angela, make sure that you get one so that you could plot all of that out.
I will definitely get that.
Okay,
I
wonderful.
Usually a book, but I need to have an actual planner and put all of it down. That way, it keeps you in order.
Mm-hmm.
The very thing. So
wonderful.
Thank you
very much.
Thank you.
And you've just won the book, When You Can Walk on Water, Why Take the Boat? And we have your phone number recorded, and someone will be connecting with you so we can get your mailing address and get this out to you this week. Okay.
Oh wow! Thank you.
You are welcome. Okay, and that was Angela from New Jersey, and of course she says that she's going to start right away with prioritizing and getting some things organized in her life so she can start claiming her wealth. Okay, press 1 on your phone keypad. We have just about 2 or 3 minutes left in the show. I do want to just let all of you know, again, I want to take this time and say that it is my deep desire that whatever I say and whatever comes out of my mouth, that it bless you in a way that it's going to motivate you and that it's going to encourage you. Because all I want to do is empower you and empower you with the tools, because I've experienced so many things in my life. And if the one thing that I remember the most, and that is that I always had the ability to create wealth. It was always me standing in the way. All I needed to do was start taking some action. So I want to encourage all of you who are on the call to do the same. Again, we've got this incredible new funding program. If you think money is holding you up, it's no longer going to hold you up, because we've got an incredible new funding program that you do not have to pay money back. It is going to be through Women About Biz, Empower4Women.com, and it's called Empower for Women. And if you want to know more about Empower for Women, I want you to email me today. Just put in the subject line, Empower for Women, and tell me that you want to learn about it now. And the email to do that is T, that's Trina, T Newby, at womenaboutbiz.com. That's T as in Trina, T Newby, N-E-W-B-Y, at womenaboutbiz.com. Tell me that you want to hear about Empower for Women, and I will get you that information so that you can hear about it before we actually debut it, okay? And last but not least, I want to just inspire you at the end of this call today, the end of this radio show that has blessed my life as much as it has the people who listen to it, and that is, say that you can claim your wealth. Start believing that you deserve to be wealthy. There is nothing that can hold you back from claiming your wealth with the exception of you. We live in the 21st century, and you need to be able to execute all of your desires and all of your dreams. On behalf of Successful Woman Radio Show, this is Trina Newby saying be successful and be productive this week. Take care.